The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. Show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can also watch the show on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Comment there, or you can call or text us at 402-464-5685. Again, the story of this day, as we will not see number two, Adrian Martinez, Nebraska's starting quarterback, on Friday. He is out with a shoulder injury. It'll be Logan Smothers. Let me ask you this. Do you expect...
Talk to me.
Do you expect it to only be Smothers playing on Saturday, well, or Friday? Expect
Scott
anybody
Frost,
else?
Scott, well, it'd be Heinrich Harburg if it's somebody else. Scott Frost, I don't know
here,
if you have
I
that
have
sound.
I got it right here.
I asked him that very question in the press conference yesterday.
Well,
Let's
see what he had to say here. Here's Scott Frost about how many quarterbacks you playing basically on Friday. Scott Frost.
I think there's a scenario that both could play. Obviously, Logan's earned the right to be the guy right now, but I can see a scenario where both get a chance.
Know how Adrian injured his shoulder? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, he was rolling right and threw one and kind of got hit as he was throwing, and it wasn't much of anything at all. I think he just braced his hands out to kind of catch himself, and we didn't know the severity of it at halftime until we got back and examined everything. I think he had told us he had some clicking in his shoulder and didn't know if he could throw with the same velocity that he usually threw with. And you know, like I said, I didn't expect him to play in the second half, and he came up to me and said he wanted to go. And I said, I'm going to let you play if you feel good enough, and he gutted it out.
So the earlier part, he said there's a chance that they both could play in the game, quarterbacks versus Smothers
and
Harbert.
Right, yeah, I mean, that might be something they try. I don't know. It probably depends, well, it obviously somewhat depends on how Smothers is doing. If he's rolling, if he's got the offense moving against the nation's 12th ranked defense, then you probably just let him go. By the way, Iowa, like I said, 12th in total defense, 9th in scoring defense, allowing only 16.9 points per game. They are obviously strong on special teams. So Logan is Logan Smothers is walking into a tough situation, real tough.
Well, he's had, I guess, the ability to watch Adrian play this year and see him avoid all the sacks and break tackles, and also see the last game against a very, very good defense. Nebraska torched them, 452 yards against Wisconsin. He saw Adrian, you know, having to buy some time in the pocket.
Well, yeah, the protection was good in that game.
It was, but he also had to roll out once in a while to avoid it, but that's understood.
Not
against
sacked.
Wisconsin.
Not sacked, but you're right. I mean, so... Not only has he been able to watch, he's played in five games. I mean, he came in Michigan State game
you know, for one series.
Yeah, but let him down the field, and two guys jumped, and it stymied the drive. But, I mean, he's come in difficult situations, even against Wisconsin. I mean, he came in for a couple plays there at the end of the first half, but it hasn't been all garbage time, and you remember well. He did make one really good garbage time throw that
against Buffalo on the run,
54-yard shot down the run to hit Chris Hickman.
Yep.
So we'll see what he's got. I mean, it's very possible that we'll see. See, I mean, now what? Now I got a question.
Okay.
If Smothers looks really good, does that make for an awkward conversation and lead him to what if Logan Smothers leads Nebraska to a win?
And looks good.
Yeah, and looks good doing it. And he's really efficient passing, 16 for 21 or something like that, and runs for 90 yards. Are people going to say, okay, what's going on here? Now, does that become an awkward conversation? I kind of hope it does in a way because it, you know, it's interesting.
yeah, okay. Step one, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what to – I don't know. We'll cross that bridge if we come to it. Not even when we come to it. We'll just cross that bridge if we come to it.
Yeah, well, and I think also, you know, when you think about a backup quarterback getting his first he's played five games, but not anything significant beyond a couple series here and there. Nothing when it actually mattered. But when you think about a backup quarterback, you usually think of a guy that, you know, is a true game manager, no risks. But we just saw against Wisconsin, they took plenty of risks. They took deep shots all game with Adrian.
Okay, stop right there. Okay. For people who continually drag down Adrian Martinez, you can't do what you did against Wisconsin with a game manager. I mean, however you envision a game manager, I don't know what kind of quarterbacks you conjure up in your head. Who do you conjure up in your head?
Any Iowa quarterback ever.
Not necessarily.
Pretty
That's
much
not true.
Ever. Yeah. Even Nate Stanley at that
point.
No, was
I was
going to
say,
manager.
Nate. Really?
Yeah.
He could throw it downfield.
Yeah.
He has strong arm.
Yeah.
Real strong
he's
arm.
Game
actually.
Manager.
Okay. Anyway, you can't go in with that type of game plan, obviously, with a game manager because you're throwing it down the field. Hell, you threw it down the field on the first play. I mean,
the very first play,
right?
Yes. And it worked,
right? 42-yard completion. Hello, and it was hello. It was
it
like,
was,
wait a
yeah,
second.
I know. I was there. Like, wow, look at this.
Wait. Right. You just designed that against Wisconsin.
Take you're this, counting your on great defense. We gotta throw right down your throat.
Yeah. Now here's the question I asked Frost, and you might have this sound. I don't know if you can find it or not. I asked Frost the question: Could you run the sort of offense you did against Wisconsin with Logan Smothers? Do you have that? Do you have that sound?
I have one that says, what's the expectation for Logan in this game?
Try it.
All right, try that one from Scott Frost yesterday.
Had a great day of practice today. Both of them did. So I think he's been looking forward to this moment. Like, you guys have seen it. He's done really well when he's gone into games and operated well. You know, this is a good defense we're playing, obviously. So it's going to be a big challenge. He's really sharp. You know, he's not the fresh-faced kid that's going to get surprised by a bunch of things or pressures or different looks. He's really smart and knows our offense and can operate it. So we're gonna give him the ball and let him try to do it.
Okay, regarding the one you asked, are you able to run the same offense that you ran against Wisconsin with the backups? Smothers, Harburg, anybody else? Here's Frost's answer to that yesterday.
No, you want me to tell you what we're running? Yeah, we did some unique things, but also a lot of those things were kind of in our catalog and menu of things that we can do. We dressed it up a little different and had some new things. You know, these two have been in quarterback meetings all year, taking reps all year, so they're familiar enough with what we do that there's plenty of good things that we have available.
Okay, what do we know about Logan Smothers, Jake? We know this. There's some things we know that are very obvious or we have heard and we've also seen. We know he knows the offense well and is a quick – they have always said they've been consistent in this message. He's a quick decision maker. That's helpful. Okay, we know he can run. I mean, I really like that picture. Now, if you're Iowa, that's a big concern, I would think, because he can scoot. He's a good runner. I mean, I'm not saying he's blazing fast, but he's quick. Okay, we know those two things. We know that – the arm strength has been the question mark, right? That we read continually that Mario Verduzco, who worked with who worked with Logan Smothers before Nebraska parted ways with Mario, always talked about how they had to work on his mechanics.
Okay.
But I mean, that's what we're gonna see. We're gonna come to understand very clearly how well he throws the ball down the field, because he's gonna have to at least a few.
If you're
times.
Gonna beat Iowa, yeah, you gotta take some shots and take. You know.
And now he's throwing it against a defense that's +12. Well, a team that's +12 in the turnover margin, a defense that's had 11 different guys intercept passes. Their specialty is intercepting passes. Logan Smothers is gonna have to throw the ball downfield against the teams who a team whose specialty is intercepting passes.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
They also get home to the passer too. They can get you, they can sack you.
Right.
And they can force you to make a bad decision or strip sack you, possibly.
So yeah, I mean,
all sorts of great things
right.
here.
Yeah, it's a physical defense. He's not a big guy. So the picture's gonna be interesting. But I mean, like Scott said, he won't go into this wide eyed. The one other thing we know about Logan Smothers is he takes the field with confidence. His teammates have said that. That when he went in the game, when he went in one of those early games against Fordham or Buffalo, I was struck by a couple offensive linemen. Ethan Piper said, I asked Ethan Piper, hey, what was he like when he ran out there? And Ethan Piper said, yeah, he was really good. He said, I started to say something like, okay, you got this. And Logan Smothers cut him off. Said, yeah, I know, I got it. All right, we're good. So I like that.
He could have been nervous, too. Like, yeah, I've got it. Good.
No,
I'm good.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was.
I can see it going both ways.
Yeah, I think I think he'll be ready from that standpoint. You know what we're wondering, Jake. The big question mark is what we just referred to. Is he going to be able to throw it down the field under duress and not have Iowa have some defensive back catch it and start running the ball down the other side?
Which we've seen a lot this year from that Iowa defense.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, that's what
they
we're
excel
wondering.
The
future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I don't know what Frost does. My guess is you don't go with an aggressive pass heavy attack. I think the clear answer to the question I asked him, Frost, was he's not going to say this, but no, you can't do that. I mean, you have a 4-year starter playing against Wisconsin. They threw it 35 times and ran 35 times. I don't think you can do that with Logan
Smothers. Hang on a second. You probably shouldn't, or you wouldn't think you would, but they're going to expect now probably a run-heavy attack or a short pass attack just because it's a backup quarterback,
probably,
right?
Probably, yeah.
I think you're getting ready for Logan to say, hey, we're not going to take shots every play, but we're taking shots in this game. We have to, because they're going to load up the box so we can't run the football and so you can't run the football. You got to hit deep plays. You got to hit some deep balls in this one.
Got the receivers.
Get
to
the
do
respect
it.
Downfield.
I mean, you have Teray healthy.
You got Austin Allen.
Yeah, you got seven catches apiece against Wisconsin from those guys, Austin Allen and Teray. You got to get the ball to those guys.
Scott on the text line. I don't think it's Scott Frost, but Scott says, mark my words, Nebraska bombs it play one. Going deep. Two-ray style, Wisconsin style.
To see what the wind's doing.
If it's blustering, I don't think you probably see that. If it's still, maybe. I think Nebraska fans, they want to see if he can have the same type of downfield passing attack that they had with Adrian against Wisconsin. You know, if this guy truly potentially is your future, if you're not looking for the transfer portal, and this is a guy this is an audition game for Smothers for the future, you don't want to just see him hand the ball off 40 times and throw it 20 times, you know, 10 yards apiece.
Yeah.
Can this guy beat it? You know, can they beat a good defense? Can they beat a good football team?
I mean, they're in a situation. You don't have Jonathan Taylor to hand it to. You don't have Amir Abdullah to hand it to 30 times, or Rex Burkhead 30 times, or Helu 30 times. You just don't have that. You don't have that available.
Maybe it's the Marvin Scott game.
Yeah, well, you're not giving it to him 30 times.
Well, what if he gets going?
Yeah, well,
I'm just thinking good thoughts here.
Yeah,
you know,
I got it.
Dreaming.
So, Scott, yeah, audition. I like that. I like that word as it applies to Logan Smothers. I hope Logan Smothers likes that word. I hope he thinks of this as an audition.
Isn't it an audition? Yeah. How is it not an audition?
I think it is. I hope he's in that sort of mindset. I hope he's in an attack mindset. I hope he's like, yeah, nobody's expecting anything from me. I'm going to show him.
Per my phone, Friday's forecast is 61 degrees.
61.
And not windy.
That's a hog day.
That is a beautiful Black Friday right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't talk about a 20 degree game with snow and wind like we've seen against Iowa many times before.
So flip the conversation. This is rough. This is rough for Nebraska. It's rough for everybody, though. I get it. Kaz listening will say, yeah, it's simple. Everybody's injured this time of year. Think about Nebraska's situation on defense against Wisconsin and probably against Iowa. Jake, without Doman completely, right? Without JoJo Doman.
Yes.
Without Deontay Williams completely. Then you lose. You only have Damian Daniels for 11 snaps, okay? That's three starters. Caleb Tanner goes down. And you don't have Feldarius Payne at all. I mean, you had five starting players out. Now, how many of those guys are you going to get back? You're not getting JoJo back. I don't know what Tanner's status is. I don't know what Damian Daniels' status is. I think that defensive line's fairly deep. You have some guys there that they can hold up pretty well, I would say, in Damian Daniels' absence. Caleb Tanner's he's been a little bit of a bear. Like, not sacks, but he's come on.
He's had a good year.
Yeah, he's come on. He's a tough physical kid.
I agree.
I don't know. What am I getting? And you know what? I think Reimer's playing hurt too, by the way. Luke Reimer, who doesn't look quite like himself. Mm-hmm. So, like, what I'm trying to say here is, man, it'd be nice if you can just say defense, hold them to 10, hold them to 12, you know, hold them to a couple touchdowns. But you might be asking too much of a banged-up defense right now to do that. As bad as Iowa is on offense, they still have Goodson, right? And you saw the picture now Goodson isn't – I mean, how would you compare Goodson to Braylon Allen? Is he not even close?
No.
I think
he's fine.
Yeah, I think you got to.
I've never been blown away by Tyler Goodson.
Well,
I'm not either.
I'm not blown away, but he's a more of a veteran back. He's fast, tough runner. Is Goodson going to get 170 on you?
Maybe, possibly.
God, if he does, it's trouble.
Yeah. You got some guys, like you said, that you don't know who's back defensively this week for Nebraska. You know, JoJo is not playing because he's obviously done for the season, done for his career.
Hey.
A lot of questions.
Hey.
There. What?
If you had JoJo and Williams and Tanner and Payne, whom I'm on, and Damian Daniels, I mean, you'd feel a little different if you had all those guys.
Of course you would, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott in Stonebridge Creek says, Scurs have nothing to lose Friday. Open the playbook and the roster and turn it loose. Play with controlled recklessness.
Yeah,
how about that?
That's absolutely.
And take every chance you can get.
How do you think? I think the stadium will be jacked up, won't it? This fan base is hung in. They like this team.
There'll be a lot of Iowa fans here trying to watch their team potentially win a division title.
You love that, don't you? You love that.
Well, they should.
Will you salute them? Will you salute them? Embrace them?
No, I'm not going to salute them.
Will you embrace them?
I'm going to have my Iowa Sucks song on a loop for them when they walk by the tailgate show on Saturday. Or Friday, excuse me.
Are you?
Yeah. So I got a little gift for you, Iowa fans.
It's you singing.
Yeah. And it's about your team called Iowa Sucks. I'll play that song tomorrow. I guarantee. Okay. I promise you I'll play that song tomorrow on Friday.
I can't wait.
I don't want to kill it too much, you know.
I liked hearing Nebraska's players talk freely, and coaches, by the way, Eric Chenander, about what a rivalry this is. In fact, Stille invoked the word hatred. He goes, there's a hatred. Yeah, I appreciate him being real. I appreciate Eric Chenander being real about it. Turner Corcoran kind of covered both sides. He says, yeah, we prepare differently for Iowa. It's different. It feels different this week. But, you know, we treat all games the same. No, you don't. You just
doesn't
said,
sound like it to not, me, Turner.
I don't think you do treat them all the same. You can throw that. Here's what I'd say. It's the last game of the year. You can use that, I think, as a coaching staff a little bit more than you might because it's the last game. Yeah, this is a rivalry. We got to get these guys. They want to get us bad, man. You can tell on the Iowa side that it's a rivalry. Ferentz will take great delight in taking advantage of Nebraska's situation. Great delight. So you got to have – I've always said this about this rivalry. Nebraska has to muster up that level of vitriol on its side.
Yep.
Because it's on the other side. You got to muster that up. Play to it. If I'm Frosty, I'm playing to it a little bit more than I would if we had a bowl game or a Big 10 championship game waiting. This is it.
Yep. For sure. 4-6-4.
Are you with me on that?
I am with you on that. As Chris said earlier, this is your bowl game. This is Nebraska's bowl game. This is it.
It's got to be 60 degrees. It's got to feel like a bowl game.
It's
going
to feel like you're in San Diego out there, man. Just put a palm tree out by the stadium where you'll think you're somewhere else.
It's going to feel like a bowl game. Make it a bowl game. That's what I'd do if I was Frost.
It's your bowl game. Just give you guys some sort of freebie for being here. Yeah. What's the bowl game prize for these guys?
Oh, I mean, there's been Xboxes.
You're not giving them an Xbox. We're not actually making a bowl game.
Watches.
No. It's got to be less than that.
Why can't be a watch?
You didn't actually make the bowl game.
Why can't be a watch?
Because you have to pay for this. This is coming from your university, not from the sponsor of the game.
Are there still such thing as swatches?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a thing? Whatever. Okay. Now, hold on. What would you give them? An iPhone?
No. I don't know.
Some sort of bowl gift?
Yeah. But nothing that's expensive like that. That's stuff you get from the sponsor for free.
Yeah. Well, you just said you want to make it like a bowl.
Yeah. How about
so
just give
them
a piece of pizza from Casey's or something?
No,
like that,
that's not enough. That's not enough. Your bowl gift is a piece of pizza. No. Something.
Fine, a large pizza then. A box of pizza.
Okay. Anyway, Logan Smokes.
Les says, me and my buddies have been calling this game the Casey's General Store's Breakfast Pizza Bowl.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I don't think vowels are like that much, but I appreciate that.
No, I mean, that was from the text line. Yeah. That's nothing official.
Yeah. It's fine. Before we get to break, Nebraska needs a win. They've lost 5 straight games. We all could use a win. I can help you get a win now.
Yeah, please, please do.
Because you can get a win with the magical lights of Seward, the best light show in the state. It's Nebraska's largest Christmas light show. Unlike anything else around, it goes from Black Friday, that's this Friday, through New Year's Eve, and caller 4 right now at 402-464-5685. A win, one free ticket, a free pass to that. Usually it costs $20 for a ticket. You can also buy those at magicallightsofseward.com/ticket. But this is the coolest show around. It's one of a kind, family memory making, and it's a way for you to get your win this holiday season. So again, caller 4 right now, 402-464-5685. We'll get one free ticket to that to take a carload of people. If you don't win, buy your pass today. MagicalLightsOfSeward.com/ticket. Get your win this holiday season. When we come back, we will talk with Husker Online's Robin Washington about tonight's Nebraska ball game and more on Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.